This year's Miss Survivor Finals is made possible because we have amazing listeners who support this show by finding all the best deals shopping on Amazon.com through the link robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and it is another Miss Survivor finalist interview, and I am here with one of our three finalists. We heard the other day from Kim Spradlin. We will hear from Chelsea Meisner later this week, but right now, it is time to talk with somebody who has had a lot of momentum so far through the Miss Survivor competition. Here she is, it's RC St. Amour.
Hi guys! Thanks for having me, Rob.
RC, welcome to the Miss Survivor Finals. How are you?
Thank you. I'm going to cry. I'm so excited.
Yes.
So May Final 3, this is a really big deal.
This is a big deal. You are in the Final 3. This is it. This is finalist week. We're going to talk to all three of you guys. Hopefully get a debate scheduled on the books for all three of the Miss Survivor finalists. And this is it. This it doesn't get much bigger than winning the $1 million than being Miss Survivor.
This is more important than winning $1 million, in my book at least.
This is very, very important. Very important. So, RC, thank you for being here. Thank you for your support of the Miss Survivor competition. And it is a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you. And I also have to shout out to my campaign manager, Tim LeMaster. And I have a new employee on the books, which is my speechwriter, which is Tom Champagne. So I wanted to thank both of them for their dedication to the Miss Survivor campaign so far.
Now, hold on. Back up here. You have a speechwriter?
Okay, he's the best. He writes a lot of great blogs, so everyone should go check him out. I usually retweet his stuff on my Twitter, and he's fantastic. You did such a great job on our season that I asked him to please join the team.
Okay, so what are you going to give a speech now?
I mean, we prepared. There's lots of things to talk about. Yes, of course.
Okay, well, if you have a lot of things to talk about, then did you have something off the top that you want to get right into?
Well, on that same thought process, for any good pageant, I feel like you should have a campaign. You should have, a platform to really go with. So I've discussed it with my group, and we've decided that my platform will be Survivor Peace.
Survivor Peace. You of all people, you are campaigning on the back, on the heels of peace for Survivor?
Yes, I am. And I think it's because of my experience that I would like to see a very harmonious Survivor family. And so with your blessing, I was hoping to sort of have, Rob has a podcast as an arena and a platform for anybody that has issues to come on and, talk about them and see if we can come to a resolution.
Now, you as Miss Survivor, is this something that you plan to do? You were going to bring the people that are fighting together, or are you going to end the fights that you are having with people?
I don't have fights with anybody. I don't know where that comes from. Every union, I hug everyone. And, I think that's why I want to have Survivor Peace, because after the dust settles, everyone should enjoy their experience and move on. And, certainly me and Abby have done that. So I think everyone should sort of come to that.
See, now you're a very polarizing figure, I feel like, because I feel like wherever you go, controversy follows, whether it's on the show, whether it's Ponderosa, whether it's Miss Survivor, wherever you seem to go, there does seem to be this sort of contentiousness around RC. Why is that?
Not on my end at all. I think everyone can see on the island. I had a great time. I was always smiling and, of course, laughing. Same with Ponderosa and same at reunions. So I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I think controversy is good, right? Keeps you talking, keeps you on your toes.
Keeps the name out there. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You never want to back down from a controversy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, to get back to the point, that is my platform. And with your blessing, you can sort of use this as my platform for the year if I were to get the title of Miss Survivor.
So tell me how this would work. So let's say it's, okay, here we go. It's Survivor fans versus favorites. Let's say Philip and Francesca, they don't, there's no love lost there. They end up in a big fight. Now it's after the reunion and Philip is tweeting about how the real reason why I hate Francesca is because she built a shelter and it almost fell on me, and that's why I hate her. And Francesca saying, no, that's not true. So what would you do in that situation?
Well, see, I think this comes from a lot of things that happened. People would say I did things, or like, and I would stay clear. I would never answer anything on the internet. That's really not where I came from. And so to sort of have a safe place where you can come talk and either side gets to talk. So it cuts out this like Twitter and Facebook and all this like talking behind the back in the public. So that's what I think this should be. It should be a platform and a place, a safe place that people can talk.
Okay, and what happens if people say, excuse me, Miss Survivor RC, I don't care for this. I don't want to be, I don't want you to settle my beef because it's unsettleable. I will never talk to this person ever again.
Yes. Well, you know, it's an idea and we're here to help.
And now what if, a little hypothetically speaking, let's say what if a certain person, well, let's just hypothetically throw out somebody named Babby Maria. And they said, what if I actually have a problem with you, Miss Survivor RC, and now I'd like to squash this beef in your...
Please.
Yes. You would be in favor of that.
Yeah, of course. But we have no beef. So I'd be more than happy to hang out and have a good time with her and talk. And I think that a lot of that was at reunion. It's just, you know, hugging and saying hello and being together and sort of quasi being forced to be together that helps facilitate this. So we can help facilitate you and me, Rob.
Okay.
We can be the RC squared.
Okay, RC squared. The RC platform. Okay. So RC, everybody knows that any Miss Survivor, any true contender for Miss Survivor must possess great talents that impress all of us along the way. Do you have any specific talent that you'd like to demonstrate to our voting public?
See, the problem is it was ill-prepared. So I feel like I've been preparing for this moment my entire life, playing the violin for 10 years.
Yeah.
The violin's on Long Island with my parents. So all I have is my whistle.
A whistle?
Yes, and this whistle was given to me at Wellesley.
Are you like Flo Rida?
So I feel like, you know, I'm going to attempt to play something on the whistle.
Okay.
And be perfect. A little creative.
Maybe you might blow out everybody's iPods right now, but okay. Well, so RC is going to.
We don't have to do it.
Well, do you want to leave the voters with nothing? A Miss Survivor must be able to improvise and think on her feet.
That's true. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Let's see if you can guess the song. It's only a little clip of the song, and I'll play it loud.
I cannot name that. Is that the Survivor theme song, RC?
Yes!
Is that,
yes!
Okay. That was a guess. That was a guess. Now, RC, now a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be pointing to this, that on the night of the election of the final three, there was some scuttlebutt on Twitter that you were going to be wearing a bikini to your Miss Survivor interview.
Yes.
Now, that apparently is not the case.
No, and here's the other thing. I went to prepare. You know, I've been preparing all day and, like, getting my questions ready, my answers. And I went to my drawer to get my bikini out. And I found out that, unfortunately, it's on Long Island, too, with my parents in a safe place. And so I'm sorry, but I am wearing Little Leopard tonight. Just not my bikini.
Okay. We'll
my
see.
My apologies.
We'll see how the voters feel about that.
But there is still the debate. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens at the Miss Survivor debate. Miss Survivor debate. Are you a little intimidated about the debate, potentially going into the arena against two people who are admittedly friends from the same season, admittedly in an alliance? I don't know if they're in an alliance for Miss Survivor, but they were on Survivor. Does that intimidate you?
Oh, yeah, of course. And, like, going up against two such beautiful women and such poise and very successful and very popular, of course, it's a little intimidating to be, like, the one survivor from Survivor Philippines. So I'm just honored to be in the same field, top three with these ladies. But, yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Let me ask you a question. Are you the underdog in this competition?
I think I am. I mean, I was only first jury member, and the other two women, one won, and one got to top three. So, I mean, I feel very blessed to have been in top three, but at the same time, I think I'm a little bit of an underdog. Yeah.
A little bit of an underdog. Okay. And
kind of like when I was on Survivor, right?
Were you the underdog?
I didn't win. Okay. I wasn't even close.
Yeah. Well, you got halfway. Halfway is pretty
halfway.
Good. Yeah.
Halfway.
I mean, you're very far
in
this.
Makes me sleep better at night.
You've gotten very far in this Miss Survivor competition. What do you owe your success here? Because nobody else, I mean, these other two women that you talk about, they went very far in the game. You were, what day did you go out in the game?
19. Only being 19, yeah.
Now, what do you attribute, you seem to have a lot of grassroots support so far. What do you attribute that all to?
My fans are like the best in the entire world. And I have to say thank you to every single one of them because I never anticipated when I was going through such a hardship on the island that I would get so much love afterwards and so many people that really identified with my story or identified with my character, who I am as an individual. And so I get so much love. I don't even think they're fans anymore. I think they're like my friends. So I just have the best friends and fans alive around the world. So we really have to say thank you, especially to the Czech Republic and
Czech Republic.
And Slovenia, like they're like my fans. Australia, Middle East, like they're amazing.
So that's your key demos are Czech Republic, Pennsylvania, Australia. Anywhere else?
Just around the world. I can't tell you the support that I get.
Real battleground states of Miss Survivor. That is where the hearts and minds of Miss Survivor will be won, the Czech Republic.
Every number counts, okay?
Yeah. Because I really feel like, RC, I feel like you seem to have in this competition, you have the most vocal supporters, but also the most vocal detractors.
Oh, do I? I didn't know that.
I think so.
People, there you go.
People, there's no middle ground with you, RC. People love you or
no.
They hate you.
And that's very indicative of my life. I think if people know me, then they love me. But I find that. Certainly.
Okay. All right, so let's get into, we have some questions here for you. These questions come to us on our Facebook fan page from the voters of Miss Survivor. We have some selected questions here for you. If you want to get in on this at any point, you can like our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/robasapodcast. So let's get into this, and here we go. So question number one comes to you from Hakan. He wants to know, Rob showed his dedication to his fans by shaving his head after his podcast was voted as best entertainment podcast. How far are you willing to go to show your dedication? No need to shave your head. Any cool promise would be accepted.
Let's see. Well, I would like suggestions. Like, if you suggest something, I'd be willing to see how far I would take it. So, no, I don't think I'm going to be shaving my head.
Right.
Or posing nude, but anything that's like within reason, I definitely would do. Like, for instance, anybody that really reaches out to me and asks me to get like coffee or like to talk, I always meet up with them in New York. So I think if you're in New York and you want to come by, I think I'm very open to Survivor fans. I always invite everyone to my viewing parties every Wednesday. I'll probably do the same for 26 as well. And so I think I carry that same enthusiasm and same love for Survivor that a lot of fans do, because that's who I was for 25 seasons before I went on this show. So if you give me suggestions and you want to see something or hear something, just let me know.
Who pays for the coffee in that scenario? If I'm a fan and I tell you I want to meet up for the coffee, am I paying also? Or
on Sunday, I paid. So
okay. All right, well, that's good. That's good.
But it might get a little pricey depending on how many dates I have out of this.
Because that seems like I'm supporting you. I'm doing all these things. I'm campaigning for you, and now I go meet you, and I have to pay for the coffee too. I mean,
case by case basis.
Case by case.
But on Sunday, I paid.
All right, Ethan Hensel, question number two, wants to know.
Hi, Ethan.
RC, do you wish you could campaign against Abby so you could smack her down? Do you wish Abby Maria was in the final three?
No. I was like waiting with bated breath. I think maybe like everyone else, that was this going to be another duel on the screen? So it didn't happen. thank God, because the first time she won. So I don't know if history repeats itself if she would win again, but yeah, I'm happy to campaign against Kim and Chelsea instead of against Abby.
Do you think that Abby Maria will support you for Miss Survivor? To my knowledge, I don't believe she supported any of the final three, endorsed anybody.
Call me Abby.
Okay, you're reaching out. You're mending fences, Miss Survivor.
Mending fences. See, this is my platform.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, here's a question. Here's a quick one. This is a bonus question. We're going to count this as 2A. Okay. This comes to us from one of the voters named Billy Garcia, who says, how will being Miss Survivor help you save the whales and promote world peace like every Miss Universe contestant claims she will do? Will you be...
Yes.
Well, you're already on world peace.
We're already on world peace. And I'm a whale, so I adore whales and I like the ocean. So potentially I can sort of be that as like my second platform.
All right. There you go. I believe you have gotten Billy Garcia's official endorsement also so far.
Yes. Thanks, Billy. You're the best.
I think you have. Okay. This is from Eric, and I'm going to attempt to pronounce this today because he told me how to say it. How about Eric Yuxelainen? He has a ding, marry, kill for you. We haven't done one of these yet so far in the competition. Okay.
No.
Ding, marry, kill. Do you know the rules of this game?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Ding, marry, kill. Here you go. Malcolm, Carter, and Pete. Okay? Malcolm, Carter, and Pete, bro.
This is a really good question. Thank you, Eric, for
ding, marry, kill. Only a 20-minute interview.
Okay, I'm going to definitely marry Carter, without a doubt.
Okay, there you go.
I did not get to know him on the island, but he is like the most amazing person imaginable. I got to know him and his family at reunion, and he's such a good soul. I have to say that. I don't think he got a really good edit, which just leaves Malcolm and Pete.
Yeah. seems like this is seems like an obvious way to go here.
Kill both of them?
No, you have to ding one. That's the rules. The rules of the game. That you can abstain. You can abstain, but I don't know how the voters will react to that.
Okay. Well, I will say this. You ready? I had both of them in casting with me.
Whoa.
Yes, in casting in LA, we were all three together, and I ended up on an island with Pete. So, on a physical standpoint, without opening his mouth ever, I would ding Pete and kill Malcolm.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Question number four comes to us from one of our own web producer, Jessica Frey. She wants to know, if you want my vote, say two positive things about Abby Maria and one about Pete. Now, you kind of just did say one nice thing about Pete. Well, so I'll ask for one more.
Nice thing about Pete.
One more. One more.
I don't know if I could do one more.
If you want Jessica's vote.
Oh, God, Jessica, really? with Abby, I was very, very, very impressed, and I respect her for how she handled herself when it was airing and reunion. I have to say that she certainly, it was true. Respect, and I was very impressed. That's two things.
No, that's kind of two things about the same thing. Judges, can we get a ruling on that? I think that's two things. That's one thing. That's one thing.
I don't know. I liked her dress.
Okay. All right. You liked her dress. And one thing about Pete.
Thanks, Jessica, for not voting for me.
Oh, you can't even do it. You can't even do it, RC. You're sticking to your guns.
I think he's got nice abs.
Okay. Okay. This is kind of the same thing as if he didn't open his mouth, I would ding him. Nice abs.
Exactly.
That's all. That's part of the same. It's part of the same thing. So again, that's still,
you can't,
still only one thing.
But you cannot deny that, you know, if he keeps his mouth shut, like, he's a very handsome guy.
Some people, some people say he's a handsome guy if he does open his mouth.
Rob, that's nicer than anything he's ever said about me. So I think that counts, right?
I don't know if it counts as a second nice thing. I think it counts as still only one positive thing. Okay. All right.
So be it.
The Survivor Peace thing isn't going too far.
Yes. But I have no grievances with him.
Okay.
All of the grievances are his, so I don't
know. All right. Last question. Question number 5.
Yes.
Patrick Retger, he wants to know, can you say one thing that places you above Chelsea and Kim, and one thing that puts Chelsea and Kim, above you in this competition? Let me just read that again. I butchered the question. Patrick wants to know, can you say one thing that places you above Chelsea and Kim, and one thing that puts Chelsea and Kim above you? Okay, so he wants to know, the only one thing this time, so you don't have to worry about two things. Okay, one thing that puts you ahead of Chelsea and Kim, and one thing that puts Chelsea and Kim ahead of you, because this was a question that a lot of people had in the Facebook page. They went to the end. They were finalists. They went, 20 days longer. They played almost twice as much Survivor as you did in one season. Why should you be the Miss Survivor over Kim or Chelsea?
Well, that's one thing I was going to say, was that they obviously, if you take just gameplay with Survivor, that they certainly have more successful completed than I did. I certainly only went to a first jury member. Now, I don't know if that's because we had the same circumstance, meaning they were together, they had each other, they had a great group. And so I obviously had a different scenario since it was a different cast of characters. And so one thing certainly that they have going for themselves is that they're better technically Survivor players than I am. But I don't think that that's the only piece that makes a good Miss Survivor. I think what also makes a good Miss Survivor is personality and interaction with fans. And it's sort of an overall type thing that I think that I am a little bit better at than they are. I'm a little bit more dedicated to being Miss Survivor. I would take my responsibilities, my duty as such a title winner a little bit further than I think that they might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Which is very valid question, by the way.
Here's my question for you. Kim and Chelsea played in a all-female tribe as part of their season on Survivor One World. How would you have fared in a tribe of all women?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I think it depends on who you're playing with. I think that's really like the magic to each Survivor season, is who you're with, who your alliance is going to be. And so I can't tell you automatically off the top of my head how I'd survive in an all-female environment. I went to an all-women's college. So I usually only surround myself with a lot of strong, powerful, independent, sophisticated women. And so I certainly look for that when it comes to friends. And I certainly would look for that on an island. For instance, I want Abby as my alliance member through and through, from start to end. And so she didn't want to be with me.
Okay.
So I think that says, how I feel.
All right, everybody. RC St. Amour, one of your three finalists for Miss Survivor. The vote is coming up next week. Any closing words? Your speechwriter gave any real quick of a closing statement?
I would just like to thank everyone for voting for me to get top three. And I really appreciate any of your support going forward. And furthermore, if there's any other open-ended questions that you would like me to answer, or any other suggestions that you think would help me in my platform, et cetera, in the next year, please shoot me on Facebook, my fan page, or on Twitter, and I'd be happy to help.
All right. Thank you, RC. All the best to you in the competition. And hopefully, assuming that all three of our participants turn the key on the debate, we will see you one more time before it is time to vote.
Thank you so much, Rob. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, RC. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. RC St. Amour here in the Miss Survivor Finals. And so we have one more interview left to go. That is going to be with Chelsea Meisner. That's going to go up for you on Wednesday. So here's the schedule for the next couple of days. Sometime tomorrow afternoon, on Tuesday, we are going to drop our Survivor 26 Karamoan preview podcast. It's going to be about 2 hours, so buckle in. 20 people to go through, 10 fans, 10 favorites. Nicole and I recorded that last night, so we're very excited to send that out to you guys, filling up your iPods with more junk. Then we are going to, on Wednesday, we will speak with Chelsea Meisner, give you that interview. That's going to be about on Wednesday afternoon. on Thursday, we are going to have an interview with Jillian Larson talking about what's coming up at Reality Rally 3 this April. And a lot of cool stuff coming up there. Huge. I'm calling it the Reality Super Bowl because that's about what it is, the Reality Rally. That's really, forget what's going on with the 49ers and the Ravens. This is the big Super Bowl coming up, the Reality Rally. Then this weekend, still keeping our fingers crossed for a reality TV first, the Miss Survivor debates. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that we're going to be able to make it happen. Everybody put good karma out into the universe that we'll be able to make this Miss Survivor debate happen. Then on Monday of next week, we're also going to have another first. We're going to do a roundtable with the Robinson Podcast Survivor bloggers. And we're going to talk to everybody who's writing a blog this season all on one show and do another preview edition talking about what's coming up on Survivor Caramel. So much to do, so little time. We've only got about a little more than 2 weeks to go until the premiere of Survivor Caramel and the seventh season of Survivor that we will podcast about. So much to do. Thanks so much for all of your support listening to all of this nonsense. Truly appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.